Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
So it's time for our weekly chat and the last one of the season. Chatting to Trudy Fletcher from Brookwood. Morning, Trudy.
Good morning, John. Oh, do you know, I'm feeling a little sad this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this campaign has just gone swimmingly.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't have wished for it to go any better, to be honest. And I know I said this last week, it just seems like we've just starting and now we're finishing already. It's 6 weeks gone and it's just literally flown by.
I know, it's like, where have those 6 weeks gone? But, I mean, you have really kind of just smashed everything this year with this campaign, and it's amazing. I mean, what have the highlights been for you?
Oh, the highlight. Oh, God, there's actually been so many. And actually, this weekend just passed, it was the Brookwood Club Christmas annual light up of the Christmas tree, and they asked me to do it. I was like, do you know, I can do that. That's absolutely fine. So that was really lovely to be asked to be able to do that. But I think for me, the highlight was actually having that random conversation with the lady that when we were loading up all the food parcels on the drive. That to me is that kind of interaction, you know, with the general public that want to get involved and just come on board with us. It's just amazing what generosity people will do.
Yeah, and so for those that may not be aware, if there is anybody on this planet that's not aware of what you've been doing, so you have been running this campaign for a number of years now, and you've been collecting food parcels and donations for the food bank, and it is so important, isn't it? Just especially at this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And this time around, we've actually asked people that were donating to us if they could provide more Christmassy stuff for the kiddies, Christmas puddings, mince pies, and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, if you're down on your luck, the last thing you're going to be thinking about, can I afford to buy that Christmas pudding, or can I afford to buy that selection box for my little one this Christmas, as opposed to putting the heating on, or indeed buying the basics foods to keep you going for the week. So it's, you know, everyone has been absolutely amazing, and the generosity, well, it just blows my mind. We've been through the last 18 months, it's just been horrendous for so many people, and yet people are still prepared to give that little bit more and give up their hard-earned money as well, because let's face it, we all work really hard. So you know, to give up a few pennies of your hard-earned money, that's just, to me, everyone's a hero.
Yes, and really, I mean, this is what community is all about, you know, helping each other out and sort of, you know, taking people that are struggling and people that are on the sort of poverty line and just helping them out, you know, if you can afford to help them. And, you know, even the people that are not, like, you know, got loads of money, just giving a small amount. I mean, there's some real heartwarming stories coming out of this.
Yeah, and there is every year. It never ceases to amaze me. I mean, it was lovely when we were down at Brookwood Club at the weekend, because we took the sleigh down with us. We had a few parcels, but more importantly, we had the poster on the side with the QR code, and the amount of people that were almost queuing to get to the sleigh to actually use the QR code. And also, it was nice because a lot of people could put the names to the posters and stuff. So and the amount of people that were asking us, and in fact didn't realise there was 3 outlets for the food bank in Woking alone.
I know. I mean, we've said this time and time again, but it sort of beggars belief, really, that there is a need for food bank in such a rich and affluent area like Surrey. I mean, you know, it's almost like this sort of hidden poverty line, isn't it?
I know. You just wouldn't think it. And that actually did come up in conversation over the weekend as well. Several people, and indeed the lady, you know, that stopped us when we were loading up the parcels and stuff. It beggars belief, doesn't it, that in this very rich area, and, you know, with both in the, all the development and everything that is going on just around the corner, it's poverty stricken, and you just wouldn't believe it, really.
I mean, it's an amazing thing that you know, you and the Brooklyn community have done, and you know, just putting smiles on people's faces around the Christmas period, and just making sure that everyone can enjoy the magic Christmas. And this is what Christmas is all about, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, being able to—I don't know about you, but as a kid, for me, Christmas Day was there were no boundaries. You literally could raid the cupboards. You could have whatever you wanted to eat. You could eat crisps for breakfast, you could eat sweets for breakfast, and that was a massive luxury for us. And, you know, some of these kids aren't even going to have that luxury. Some kiddies aren't going to have a present to open Christmas morning. So if we can do just a smidgen, just help a few along the way, then I think it's definitely worth doing.
So the campaign has finished for this year, but are you still, if people want to put in a last-minute donation, are you still open to that?
Yeah. Do you know, it happens every year. So although the campaign has finished for us, it hasn't really finished. The reason that we put the deadline on for us is so that we can get the bulk of the stuff to the food bank to enable them to distribute it as well. So, but no, our campaign will still continue until the last person decides to donate to us, to be honest.
Okay.
And I woke up this morning and it was really lovely because there was another £100 been put into the Just Giving page as well. And it's those kind of things. So yesterday, Darren was out and he actually was picking up some food parcels as well. We went to Beard Construction, I think just after I finished talking to you last week, picked up some amazing parcels from them. I went to Walk the Walk, the breast cancer charity, last night to pick up some huge parcels from them, which they've done from a personal point of view as well. So, as I say, although ours is finished, it just hasn't. As I say, we will continue to keep taking those parcels and all that cash for as long as the last person decides to donate.
And if we want to support, then how do we get involved?
So I'm all over social media.
Yep, we know.
There's lots of posters up in the village. They've all got QR codes on them, so that's made life so much easier this year. We do also have the Just Giving page, which is www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Trudy-Fletcher-1. Or if you haven't got that, if you've actually got last week's news and mail, we're on the front page of that, so
yes,
all the details are on there as well.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Front page of News and Mail, your rightful place there on the front of the local press. And, something else I want to talk to you about, Trudy, is Santa, obviously very busy at this time of year. It needs people to help him out. And I helped you out, a couple of years ago now, wasn't it?
I think it was just as we were going into the lockdown, I think possibly? Because I think we weren't sure if we were going to do it or not. I do remember, John, you turning up in the suit looking fantastic.
I remember, yes, it's happening. Yeah, I know it's happening again. Though I've been approached and asked to sort of help out Santa again, so I'm going to be doing that. And I think a couple of things I've learned. You know, keep my beard on at all times.
Yes, John, yeah. Definitely keep the beard on at all times. No taking off to have a quick chat with someone, please.
I think there was one moment when the Santa's belt fell off, and this little boy comes up and goes, "Santa, is this your belt?" I'm like, "Yes, thank you."
And those are good times, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Spreading
Absolutely.
That little bit of extra cheer. And John, I have no fantastic Father Christmas.
Oh, there you go. And this could be a new thing for me, actually. Yeah, this could be a new career, I think.
Well,
possibly.
You stick with me, John, you see. This is where it all starts. Things just steamroll with me. You've got to admit it.
So we're going to be seeing you in person at the studio on Sunday morning at Radio Woking, so very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be lovely, thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll see you then. But in the meantime, you know, well done for everything you've done. You've just made a massive difference for the local community. So, really good what you're doing.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all the airtime and to listening to me ramble on, because I can ramble. But it's been great to actually spread the word and get that extra little bit out there as well. And it's definitely helped. So massive thanks for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And we'll see you on Sunday.
See you Sunday.
See ya.
Right,
thanks,
care.
Trudy.
Bye.
Bye.